The plane was a Beech Baron, a twin engine chartered by Eddie, the pilot Trevor had coaxed out of bed at 6 in the morning with the promise of cash on the spot. The official quote was $2,200 for a round trip between Daytona Beach and Nassau. Trevor kicked in another $2,000 for Eddie's pocket if the trip took place immediately. The Geneva Trust Bank in downtown Nassau opened at 9 Eastern Standard Time, and Trevor was waiting when the doors were unlocked. He barged into the office of Mr. Brashears and demanded immediate assistance. He had almost $1 million in his account, $900,000 from Mr. Al Conyers through Wes and Chap, about $68,000 from his dealings with the Brethren. With one eye on the door, he pressed Brashears to help him move the money, and quickly. The money was owned by Trevor Carson and no one else. Brashears had no choice. There was a bank in Bermuda managed by a friend of his, which suited Trevor just fine. He didn't trust Brashears, and he planned to keep moving the money until he felt safe. For a moment, Trevor cast a lustful eye at the account of Boomer Realty, currently with a balance of $189,000 and change. It was within his power during that fleeting moment to snatch the Brethren's money, too. They were nothing but felons. Beach, Yarber, the odious Spicer, all crooks. And they had had the arrogance to fire him. They had forced him to run. He tried to hate them enough to take their money. But as he wavered back and forth, he felt a soft spot for them. Three old men wasting away in prison. $1 million was enough. Besides, he was in a hurry. If Wes and Chap suddenly charged in with guns, it wouldn't have surprised him. When the Beech Baron lifted off the runway at Nassau International, Trevor couldn't help but laugh. He laughed at the heist, at the getaway, at his luck, at Wes and Chap and their rich client now minus $1 million, at his shabby little law office, now mercifully idle. He laughed at his past and at his glorious future. At 3,000 feet, he gazed down at the still blue waters of the Caribbean. A lonely sailboat rocked along, its captain at the wheel, a scantily clad lady nearby. That would be him down there in just a few short days. They landed on the island of Eleuthera, a place Trevor had seen in a travel magazine he had bought the night before. There were beaches and hotels and all the water sports. He paid Eddie in cash, bought clothes at a tourist shop in Governor's Harbor, then walked to a hotel on the beach. He was amused at how quickly he stopped watching the shadows. Sure, Mr. Conyers had plenty of money, but no one could afford a secret army big enough to track someone through the Bahamas. His future would be one of sheer delight. He would not ruin it by looking over his shoulder. He drank rum by the pool as fast as the barmaid could bring it. At the age of 48, Trevor Carson welcomed his new life in pretty much the same condition he had left his old one.